Pretty here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Valley Collision of Ubley, if you get into an accident, get your car repaired correctly with the expert collision repair and quality customer service. See Chris at Valley Collision of Ubley. And Cass City Oil and Gas, proudly serving the Thumb and beyond with reliable propane, heating oil, gasoline, and diesel. Backed by local service, call 989-872-2065. When plenty of yard work, hiking, and other outdoor activities still underway, experts are reminding Michigan residents to watch for poison ivy. The plant contains an oil that can trigger an allergic skin reaction. The American Skin Association estimates about 85% of people are allergic to poison ivy, poison oak, or poison sumac, with as many as 50 million Americans affected by poison ivy each year. Exposure can happen during routine activities such as pulling weeds, walking a dog, or spending time in a park. The irritating plant oil can also remain on clothing, pets, gardening equipment, and other objects that have touched the plant. Health experts recommend washing exposed skin and contaminated items as soon as possible after contact. Calamine lotion or hydrocortisone cream can help relieve itching, and a poison ivy rash can take 1 to 3 weeks to completely clear. The rash itself is not contagious and cannot be passed from one person to another. However, medical attention is recommended when a reaction involves the face or becomes severe. And Michigan drivers can expect increased enforcement on the roads heading into the Labor Day holiday. Michigan State Police and other law enforcement agencies are taking part in the statewide Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign through September 7th. The effort is aimed at reducing crashes involving drivers impaired by alcohol or drugs. State data shows Michigan recorded 1,002 fatal crashes in 2025, with more than 44% involving alcohol or drug impairment. Officials say impairment-related driving deaths declined between 2024 and 2025. The Labor Day period remains a particular concern. From 2021 through 25, 46 fatal crashes were reported in Michigan over Labor Day weekends. Nearly 4 in 10 involved in alcohol or drugs. The Michigan Office of Highway Safety Planning is reminding anyone who plans to drink alcohol or use other impairing substances to arrange for a sober ride rather than getting behind the wheel. And the Lapeer Police Department arrested a suspect on Tuesday, August 18th, for the reported stabbing that happened on August 14th in Roden Park. Law enforcement officers arrested the stabbing victim, Devin Bruce Dix, 23, of Davison, who falsely claimed someone stabbed him in the park. Dix had actually injured himself while committing a robbery at a nearby store. Dix brought two children with him to the Walmart store in Lapeer. According to reports, he stole a box cutter to cut the straps on a gaming computer. The box cutter slipped, causing Dix to puncture his stomach and cut his hand. He had the children sit on top of the computer he was stealing as he wheeled out of the store. He then went to a restaurant in Lapeer to call for help. A Lapeer sheriff's deputy and an ambulance responded. Dix was treated for his injuries, which he claimed were the result of an altercation in the park. He used that as an excuse for his injuries, which were caused while he was cutting a strap to steal a computer, and he used the children to hide the stolen computer. Because of some other incidents that happened previously, several cameras were set up around the park. None of the cameras showed Dix being assaulted. During the investigation, the police found the stolen computer in the trunk of his car. Dix is charged with one count of filing a false police report, one count of retail fraud, and two counts of fourth-degree child abuse, which are each a felony. His bond is set at $5,000 cash surety, and Dix is due back in court at 10 a.m. on Monday, August 31st, for a probable cause hearing. When we come back from this Valley Collision sponsor message, we'll get to our national news.
So, Chris, people always ask, why should they come to Valley Collision Center in Eboli?
Because, Justin, when you have collision damage, you want a one-stop shop that makes the repair process easy. That's why we work with all insurance companies and try to make the repair process as hassle-free as possible.
Valley Collision Center specializes in aluminum and steel auto body repair. Our certified technicians stay up to date with the latest training, and every repair is backed by a 3-year written guarantee.
When you take your vehicle to Valley Collision Center, you're trusting a team with over 100 years of combined experience, focused on quality repairs done right the first time.
From minor dents to major collision damage, we're here to get you back on the road with confidence. We're located on Main Street in Eboli.
Or call 989-658-2410. Valley Collision Center of Eboli, your one-stop shop for all auto body repair service.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom once again. My name is John Curdy. Continuing with our national news, Idaho County ICE list controversy sparks legal debate. A probation officer in Idaho has sparked widespread debate after public records revealed the compilation of a dedicated foreign-born list shared with federal immigration enforcement officials. Civil rights organizations filed formal administrative complaints claiming the tracking practice profiles individuals and exceeds standard local probation mandates. County administrators defended the practice, maintaining that information sharing complies fully with federal law enforcement cooperation agreements. Legal experts anticipate that state and federal judges will soon weigh in on whether local probation offices can routine flag place of birth data to immigration agencies. In other national news, 2 college cyclists killed, 7 injured in Tennessee highway crash. A tragedy struck the college sports community in Tennessee when a vehicle struck a group of student athletes during a road training session, killing 2 cyclists and injuring 7 others. State troopers confirmed that emergency medical teams responded immediately, transporting the injured riders to nearby regional trauma centers. Investigators are analyzing crash scene evidence and interviewing witnesses to determine the cause of the collision. Local authorities have closed sections of the highway as community members and university officials gather for evening vigils to honor the victims. When we come back after this AVS broadband sponsor message, we'll continue with our international news.
For 30 years, AVS Broadband has been your technology partner. Since 1996 and leading into today's fast, reliable fiber network, AVS has been helping families and businesses across the Thumb stay connected. Because they're local, AVS Broadband understands the communities they serve and the technology challenges customers encounter. That's why AVS Broadband is committed to providing the right solutions to keep homes and businesses connected, cyber secure, and running smoothly. And when you need a little extra help, the AVS tech team is ready to assist your home or business with friendly, competent local support. Whether it's internet, devices, or networks, you'll have a trusted local partner by your side. With technical support available 24/7 and a commitment to quality service, AVS Broadband is here for you. Learn more at avsbroadband.com or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your technology partner for 30 years and counting.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, taking a look at our international news. Brazil's top court expands protections against domestic violence. Brazil's Supreme Federal Court issued a landmark ruling establishing stronger legal protections and emergency enforcement protocols for women facing domestic violence. The judicial order mandates faster court processing for protective orders and increases federal monitoring resources for high-risk cases. Women's rights organizations across South America hailed the ruling as a progressive leap forward in tackling systemic gender-based violence. Brazilian law enforcement agencies are scheduled to implement specialized rapid response units in urban municipal districts starting next month. In other international news, Safari helicopter crash kills 7 in Kenya. A tourism safari helicopter carrying international visitors crashed in a remote mountainous region of northern Kenya, killing all seven people on board, including five American citizens. Emergency recovery teams navigated difficult terrain and adverse weather to reach the isolated crash site. Civil aviation authorities in Kenya, alongside foreign diplomatic representatives, have opened a joint investigation to determine the flight's technical status and weather conditions prior to the accident. Air safety experts are reviewing radar tracking data to pinpoint the cause of the sudden descent. When we come back from this Cass City Oil and Gas sponsor message, we'll get to our obituaries.
When you need dependable fuel service, trust Cass City Oil and Gas Company. Proudly serving the Thumb with reliable full-service fuel solutions for four generations. From propane and heating oil to gasoline and diesel, they keep homes, farms, and businesses fueled and running strong year-round. Their convenient keep full service and automatic delivery help ensure you have the fuel you need without the worry of running out. As a locally owned company, they're committed to dependable service, competitive pricing, and treating every customer like a neighbor. Whether you're heating your home, fueling your farm, or powering your business, you can count on the experienced team at Cassidy Oil and Gas. Call 989-872-2065 or stop by 6392 Main Street in Cassidy. Cassidy Oil and Gas, commitment, community, and service you can rely on.
Here is your obituaries for this hour. Helen Lemansky, 94, a resident of Dwight Township, passed away on August 18, 2026. Helen was born in 1932 in Bad Axe. Helen and Robert Lemansky were married November of 1961. Helen worked for Huron County for 44 years, serving as county clerk for 17 years. Following her husband's death, Helen was appointed Dwight Township Supervisor and served for several years. Helen is survived by her daughter Bobby, granddaughters, as well as several nieces and nephews. Memorials may be offered to the donor's choice. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Valley Collision of Ubley. If you get into an accident, get your car repaired correctly with the expert collision repair and quality customer service. See Chris at Valley Collision of Ubley. And by Cass City Oil and Gas, proudly serving the Thumb and beyond with reliable propane, heating oil, gasoline, and diesel. Backed by local service, call 989-872-2065.